With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Drought conditions are a reality across eastern Washington to varying degrees, depending on where you are. But with memories of last summer still fresh in many minds, what about the threat of wildfires this year? Cliff Mass, University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences professor, isn't as worried we could see a repeat this year.
That was extremely unusual, those winds. The chance of repeating that this year is much, much less, especially since it looks like we'll have a neutral year, not a La Nina year. So I think the chances of getting those kind of strong winds that caused the devastation in eastern Washington and western Oregon is much less than last year.
But Mass says that doesn't mean that it's not dry.
But it's also the dryness can be an advantage, too. I mean, the fact it was a dry spring worked against grass growth. Right. And so if there's less grass, then that reduces the fire risk.
Really, Mass says it's what we're used to.
I mean, when you get in the middle of summer, it's always dry and fire, at least in Washington. I mean, it's always dry enough. So the dryness is kind of immaterial here, really. What's really more important is, did you have a wet spring and winter that produced a lot of grass? I mean, we didn't, so that's good. And are you going to get the really strong winds? Well, there's no reason to think we will.
Bottom line, Mass says, the fire situation is much more favorable this year than last. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.